Margarita, Margarita Rodriguez, 10256. Chief complaint patient is here now for a follow-up of increased sed rate. Our patient is a 65-year-old young lady with a history of low thyroid, hypertension. What's she taking for blood pressure, nothing? Who's currently on lisinopril level thyroxine. Patient recently had a high globulin, which prompted us to do an SPEP and a UPEP, which was negative. Her sed rate was over 100, period. In discussion with Dr. Rao, R-A-O, nephrologist, it was suggested to do an inflammatory workup at this time, including sed rate, C-reactive protein, repeat sed rate, C-reactive protein, ANA, and RA. Patient currently has minimal symptoms, really. She has lost weight, but because she's trying to lose weight, she has no joint pain, no morning stiffness, no redness or heat about her joints, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, no chest pain or shortness of breath, period. Surgery, appendectomy, cholecystectomy, last period years ago. Doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, lives with her husband, allergy, penicillin, sulfur. Family history, diabetes, no colon cancer, maintenance, mammogram 2 years ago, colonoscopy never. Patient 143 pounds, review of system as above, 100%, 98, 16, 70, 112 over 74. Heart causes loss of two lungs, clear abdomen, soft mixture, JVDs, shows large harm, mucosal, with lesion, terms are clear. Patient breast exam is negative for masses. Number one, abdominal ultrasound reveals a normal liver, slightly fatty, normal kidneys, breast ultrasound is within normal limits, chest x-ray will be done next visit, also guaiac stool will be done next visit, blood work will be repeated, including CBC, CMP, as well as sed rate, CRP, ANA, next number, return in 2 weeks to go over the results, next number, obtain chest x-ray, next number, we talked about high sed rate and what it means and why she needs the workup that she does. Next number, no medications offered. Next number, that's it. Thank you.